Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to God's Mindset. I am Dr. Vanessa Davis. I want to welcome you to the new podcast for 2023. And the theme for our topic today is it's time for a change. Life can be better when you change your mind. We have been living in the time of the pandemic, just has been driving people crazy. Put on a mask, take off a mask, don't go here, don't go there, stay away from people, don't get too close to people. And now we're out and about and trying to figure out which way to go. Well, the best way to figure out which way to go is let's get a new mindset. Let's change the way we think about the things that we are dealing with and decide that today is going to be the best day, the new beginning of my life. Again, I am Dr. Vanessa Davis. This is my new episode for my podcast. I would love to give you out a number to call if you have questions, if you're concerned about something, and we can talk about whatever your subject is of how you want to change your life and how you want to do things different from the way you've been doing in the last 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, or even the last 6 months. My number that you can call in is 515-605-9351. Again, that number is 515-605-9351. That is the number that you can call in and ask questions on the show to see what's going on, how I can help you, how I can encourage you, how I can uplift you, and give you directions in how to change your life. A lot of times we keep saying we're going to stop doing things. You know, we have this thing where we say, I am going to do a New Year's resolution. I'm going to stop drinking. I'm going to stop smoking. I'm going to stop doing different things. And before January comes to an end, we end up doing the same thing over and over and over again. We can always say that we're going to do something different, but the only way we're actually going to change what we're doing in our life and how our life is, the only way we're going to change that is we must first learn how to change our mindset, because your mindset tells you, well, this is how I've been doing it all my life, and I've heard so many people say, well, this is just me, and this is just how I am. Well, this is how you will always be. If you continue to do the same thing over and over and over again, you will always continue to get the same results. To get different results, you must do something different. For instance, or for example, there's a lot of people that are out here that are up in age that have quit school, and they want to further their steps in their journey. Things are stopping them because they have not finished school. Sometimes you have to go back, step backwards on the things that you stopped on, go back and do them over again, get it different, get it right, so that you can make sure that things are changing for the better for your life. Now, in order for you to do something different, to receive a different result, you definitely have to do something different. You can change your life. If you're happy with your life the way it is right now, well, that's fine, then this program can't help you. But if you are one that are sick and tired of sitting back and looking at the things that's going on in your life and you want to change and you want something different, you can have something different. You can do something different. You can live different. You can make things better for yourself. But it all starts with how you perceive life, the things that you're looking at. What are you looking at? Where is life taking you? What are you doing different from last year? What are you doing different from last week? Are you doing the same thing? You know, there was a movie that was out a long time ago called Groundhog Day. And on Groundhog Day, there was this man that he continuously did the same thing. Every time he went to sleep and woke up, He had the same day. He had the same steps. He had the same moves. He said the same words. Everything was the same, and nothing would change. Well, the only way things began to change for him is he had to take time to step back and recognize that the things that he was doing was out of order, they were out of line, and they weren't helping him in no way at all. So when you want to get a change in your life and you want things to change for the better, or if you want you want to live better, you want a new car, you want a new house, you want to you want to get married, you want your life to get better with your spouse, the things that you're doing now, if they're not working now, why keep doing the same thing over and over again? So if you want these things to change for the better, that means that you must find out what it is that you need to do different so that things can change for the better for your life. Again, this is just the basic introduction of what I am doing with my podcast, and this is to help you to understand that the things that life has thrown at you, you do not have to continue to keep them. You can change things and make things the way you want. Somebody told me long time ago, and as I studied the word, I heard a lot of people say, well, you know what, you're like the artist. You have the paint canvas. You have the paint. You have the paintbrush. It's up to you to paint the picture of what you want, not allowing other people to change what you want or direct your steps. So if you have the canvas and you have the paint and you have the brush, how about painting a new picture? How about looking at things in a whole new way? This is what this program is all about. It's all about helping you to look at life in a new perspective, helping you to understand that life has been controlling you for a long, long time, and now it's time for you to take control of your life. If you have comments and you would like to call in and ask questions or comments, again, my number is 515-605-9351. 515-605-9351. Give me a call. Let's talk about what are some of the things that you see in your life that you want to change. Let's talk about some things that you may want to do as far as starting a new business. You may want to start a nonprofit organization. You may want to find out how you can build a better relationship with your family, how you can build a better relationship with your friends. There are so many things that we are doing in our life that has slowed us down and stopped us during this pandemic time that now it's time for a change. It's time for a new thought pattern. It's time for a new way of looking at life. We don't want to have this pandemic thing of wearing a mask on your face all day becoming the new normal. To me, that's not a new normal. That's out of order because we were not supposed to be walking around with masks on every day, all day, every step that we go to. We're not supposed to be around and not being able to be around our family members, our loved ones, and, you know, different friends. And we're supposed to be able to embrace each other. We're supposed to be able to walk up and give each other a hug, shake their hand, talk to them, you know, give them a kiss on the cheek, tell them how much we love them. These are the things that this pandemic has stopped us from doing. But now we're getting out more. And we need to find out what it is that I can do to change my thought pattern from where I was to where I need to be. Because where we are now is constantly saying, well, I can't do this and I can't do that. You can do anything that you choose to do. There is a greater one that lives inside of you, but you have to know how to tap into that greater one. And you have to know how to get things lined up the way that you are supposed to live. You're here for a purpose, and you're here for a reason. And this is why I am on the air right now, to help you to find your purpose and to help you to find your reason. Again, I am Dr. Vanessa Davis. I am pastor of House of Refuge Outreach Ministry in the beautiful city of Newport News, Virginia. I am a mother, a wife, a grandmother, a great-grandmother, looking forward to helping people change their lives, because when I look back at my life and the things that I have been through and some of the things that I have faced on a daily basis, I had to make some changes. There were some things that was going on in my life that was definitely out of order, and I had to make some changes. I knew that if I wanted a better life and I wanted things to work the way I wanted it to work, first of all, I had to do some research on that. What do I need to do to get this life in order? You know, we all have things that comes in our life, and we stumble and we fall, and we have issues and we have problems. But at the same time, you don't have to let life, its issues, its problems, its potholes, and all these other things that life throws at you stop you from reaching your destiny. Every one of us has a goal. Every one of us has a dream. Everybody has a vision, whether it's a small vision or a little vision, a small dream or a little dream. There is something inside of you that is pushing, trying to get out. And the only way you're going to help it to get out of what's in there, trying to get out and make life better for you, the only way you're going to make that work is you must first recognize that there has to be a change. Again, are you sick and tired of the way your life is living? Are you sick and tired of always being broke, busted, and disgusted? Are you always sick and tired of people using you all the time? For some reason, they call you all the time. Well, there's a lot of issues and there's a lot of problems, but there is also a solution to those problems. So I just wanted you to know that I am here to help you with whatever it is that you are in need of. Again, life has the ways of controlling us, but we have the authority to take control of our own life. I know there's a lot of people who are not really trying to hear anything about God, but at the same time, I can't help but talk about God. I can't do this podcast without talking about God, because if it was not for the grace of God, I would not have had the opportunity to change my mind. If it had not been for his grace and his mercy, I would never be where I am today. I never thought that I would be in the position that I am in today. However, I love where I am right now. I am happy with my life. I am at peace with my life. The biggest thing is, are you at peace with your life? That's the question. Are you at peace with your life? Are you happy with where you are? Are you happy with the situations and all of the things that goes along in your life, that you're doing in your life? Are you happy? Are you satisfied? Are you content with your life? Or are you just frustrated and aggravated every day that you get up and don't understand why you're so mad? Don't understand why you're so angry? Don't understand why things are going on the way they're going? Well, there is a reason for everything. And the only way that we can change things and make things better for our life, first of all, we have to go to the root of the problem. And when I say the root of the problem, that means you have to get down deep and go back into your past and take a good look at what happened, why did it happen, who was involved, what do I need to do, what are the to get these things in order. Well, you can do that. But at the same time, you have to recognize that you want to change. Many people say they want to change, but they do not want to do what it takes to change. I just want you to know that you can make a difference. You can make a difference in your life as well as other people's lives. You can make a difference. You do have the authority and the power to take control of your life. So I just want you to understand that as we continue to grow with this podcast, I want you to be taking the time to give me a call, to call in. Let's talk about life. Let's talk about its issues. Let's talk about how we can get this thing to change for the better. Again, this is Dr. Vanessa Davis. Enjoying the podcast on God's Mindset, Changing Lives. And this is what I do every day. I continue to be in the process of trying to change other people's lives. So until we come together again next Saturday at 1 o'clock, you to be strong and to know that it's time to change your life. And if you want, you can change for the better. Have a good night, a good day. Until next week.